Prepare and Pray by Angela Raine Smith, based on a true story.
If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 30. Michelle sat at her desk and tied the knot in her beaded necklace. After an hour of working, she had finished her gift for Mom. She went to find Mom, ignoring the 100 subtraction problems on her desk. Mom was in the kitchen making dinner.
Mom, look what I made for you,
Michelle exclaimed as she handed her the necklace. Mom looked at the necklace.
Thank you. It's beautiful, Michelle. I can tell you've put a lot of time into designing such a pretty pattern. But what were you supposed to be doing?
Michelle remembered the math problems on her desk. Tomorrow was her 100 facts test for subtraction, and Mom wanted her to practice. But Michelle had taken a 100 facts test in class every week, and she wasn't getting much better.
My homework,
she said.
But I'm not very good at subtraction. How am I supposed to be able to do 100 problems in just 5 minutes?
Would you like me to help you?
Michelle nodded.
Then we'll practice your math problems after dinner.
After dinner, Mom held the timer while Michelle practiced. Michelle was worried. Having Mom time the 100 facts helped Michelle focus, but Mom couldn't help her during class.
Don't worry,
Mom said after Michelle had worked for 5 minutes.
The scriptures say that if ye are prepared, ye shall not fear. If you're ready to work and to pray for Heavenly Father's help, you'll see great improvements on your math tests.
Every night during the next few weeks, Mom and Dad helped Michelle by timing her while she worked on a practice sheet. And every night Michelle remembered to ask for help in her nightly prayers. At the end of the school term, Michelle and her parents reviewed her weekly test scores. 2 months ago, Michelle was only completing 30 out of the 100 problems. But on her most recent test, she got 83 right.
You're doing great, Michelle,
Mom said.
Yippee! All I had to do was prepare and pray.
End of the story, Prepare and Pray.